Look out, Millie! Oh no, the kite is in the tree. The tree is very tall, and the kite is very high. Millie can't get it. She can't climb the tree. She is pulling the string. Millie pulls and pulls. At last, the kite is free. Millie is happy, but then she looks at her kite. The kite is broken. Now Millie isn't happy. She can't play with her kite. Millie is going upstairs to her bedroom. She's sad because her kite is broken. She can't play with her kite anymore because it can't fly. But what can Millie see? Millie can see Joe's kite in his bedroom. It's on his cupboard door.
Look, there's Joe's kite,
thinks Millie.
Lucky Joe, his kite isn't broken.
And then Millie has an idea. Her kite is broken, but Joe's kite isn't broken. And Joe's kite is the same as Millie's kite. Millie looks at her kite. Then she looks at Joe's kite. Joe is in town with Mum.
Joe isn't here,
thinks Millie.
He's in town. He doesn't know that my kite is broken. His kite is red and white, and my kite is the same.
Millie isn't happy. She's sad about her new toy. She's sad because it's broken. She has an idea. It's naughty, but she wants Joe's kite. Millie's idea is very naughty. She puts her broken kite in Joe's bedroom. She puts it on the cupboard door. Now, Joe has got the broken kite. Millie takes Joe's kite. Then she goes to her bedroom and puts Joe's kite in her toy box.
Joe is in town,
she thinks.
He doesn't know about my kite.
Just then, she hears the door downstairs. Joe and Mum are home.
Hello, Millie,
calls Mum.
We're home,